This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. A row is heating up between COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers and European governments over shortfalls in supply. AstraZeneca said production problems have slowed its manufacturing process, while Pfizer warned its supply will be lower as it works to increase capacity at its Belgian plant. The EU, which has already purchased 80 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, has now demanded the company deliver promised doses and gave it until tomorrow to outline details of what's been produced and where it's being sent. As we've discussed at length on this program, vaccine distribution is a key component in getting economies around the world back on their feet. How that happens also matters. Selva Demirlap, an economics professor at Koç University in Turkey and a former economist at the Federal Reserve, is one of the authors of a new study showing unequal distribution to rich and poor nations could cost the global economy more than $9 trillion.
Normally, when we say economic costs, people think about the domestic factors that affect production. So there's this misperception that if you are fully vaccinated, then you're going to minimize and essentially no cost from the pandemic. We say that this is not the case because economies are all connected to each other through trade linkages. When an advanced economy trades with an emerging market that is not vaccinated, first, you won't be able to export as many goods and services to emerging markets because they are still suffering from the pandemic. And second, you won't be able to import what is produced at emerging markets. Once again, because emerging markets are still suffering, there are lockdowns, people cannot produce, incomes go down. So as a result, when you cannot import the intermediate goods that you use for the production of final goods at home, then your final production is going to decline as well. So in this scenario, we say costs can go up to $9 trillion. But then we also want to experiment with alternative scenarios. What if, let's say, advanced economies take, let's say, 4 months to complete vaccination, and emerging markets also have access to vaccination, but it takes, let's say, 1 year to vaccinate half their population, then the numbers go down to, let's say, $6 trillion in a more realistic scenario.
So does part of this just come down to needing more supply? Because we know millions of vaccines have been earmarked for developed nations. Does there just need to be more output, more supply of vaccines and those components available to countries all around the world?
Exactly. Yes, there might be some issues regarding the distribution, and advanced economies do have some excess supply. It seems like it, but the excess supply as of today's numbers is not going to be enough for the rest of the world. So clearly, production has to go up.
So what are you recommending policymakers around the world do to combat this problem?
I think our message is very simple. They should realize that it is actually much cheaper to go ahead and contribute to COVAX program and make the vaccine available globally, because emerging markets and poor nations won't be able to afford the vaccine. So advanced economies, I mean, yes, from a humanitarian perspective, there's a noble cause, but also from an economic justification, we can see that advanced economies are going to gain far more by investing into this program, because then they're going to trade with stronger partners. They will be able to export more, and there won't be any interruptions in their supply chains.
Selva Demirlap, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. My pleasure.